Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Kiddush. We discussed yesterday how much wine the cup has to be able to hold. We said it has to be able to hold at least a revius. How much wine does one need to drink in order to be Yotzei Kiddush? It's certainly not enough to just sip a bit from the cup. Not only does Kiddush need to be made on a cup of wine, there's an idea in the person making Kiddush drinking a significant amount of the wine. What is a significant amount for these purposes? So the halacha is a majority of a revius. So again, as we mentioned, there's different opinions as to how much is in a revius in the first place. But the bottom line is, if a person would drink, let's say, 2 fluid ounces, they certainly have drunk enough in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, a common question that comes up is, let's say a person has a very large Kiddush cup. So when we say majority of revius, do we mean a majority of the cup, which needs to be a revius, or do we mean just that measure, a majority of a revius, whether or not it's the majority of the cup? So it's pretty much accepted by Kiddush that we do not need to drink a majority of the cup, and one only needs to drink a majority of a revius. So it's really not a problem to use a very large Kiddush cup. Even if one doesn't want to drink a lot, one just drinks at least 2 fluid ounces. I shouldn't have said it's pretty much accepted. It's accepted that that's the halacha. What's interesting is you get different opinions at the Seder. At the Seder, where there's a specific idea of 4 cups, and it's not just how much wine total did I drink, but I had the experience of drinking 4 cups of wine, there are opinions that say that I need to drink the majority of my cup, and it's not enough to drink a majority of a revius. You definitely get opinions like that at the Seder, but for your regular Friday night Kiddush, standard halacha is you just need to drink 2 fluid ounces at most, and that's really fine. Another interesting question that comes up is, does the person making Kiddush need to drink the wine? Let's say I've had a long Friday, and you know, I know there's a concept of making Kiddush on wine. I'd like to make Kiddush on wine. I just know that all I need is a little bit of wine, and my long Friday will translate into a very quick closing of the eyes. So I have someone else at my table who's didn't have as long a Friday, and maybe they should just drink the wine. Is that good? Is that bad? What's the story? So there's different opinions about it. There are definitely opinions in halacha that very strongly frown upon that, and that hold that really, in order to be Yotzei Kiddush, the person making Kiddush needs to drink at least those 2 fluid ounces. There are definitely opinions that hold it's okay, but there's disagreement about it. What's interesting is even those that are strict seem to be more strict here by Kiddush for Shabbos than for other mitzvos involving cups of wine. And the rationale seems to be connected with the fact, as we mentioned earlier in the series, that Kiddush on Shabbos, that first Kiddush on Shabbos, is a Torah mitzvah. Even if there's not a Torah mitzvah to drink wine, but there's a Torah mitzvah making Kiddush, and therefore the mitzvah kind of is accompanied by a little bit more weight than other very important mitzvos. So that's one thing. So it seems to be far better for the person making Kiddush to drink and not for someone to drink on his behalf. Another interesting question in halacha, let's assume for a second that it is okay for someone else to drink on the Kiddush maker's behalf. Could I combine a number of people drinking? Let's say nobody really likes that wine and that's all the wine you've got, or forgive me, maybe I'm sure you could come up with a sort of graceful example. But the bottom line is, let's say no one drinks 2 fluid ounces at the table, but if you add up all of that which people drank at the table in conjunction with Kiddush, it adds up to over 2 fluid ounces. Is that good or bad? So that practice is definitely frowned upon in halacha, but b'di'eved, after the fact, you can definitely rely on opinions who say that that would be okay. This is a very good halacha to know. I've certainly been asked the question by people sometimes that they're at someone's home, they're a guest at someone's home, and they see that the person making Kiddush just sipped a little bit from the cup and really didn't drink much. And it's not like they gave that much to anybody. So nobody around the table, you know, maybe if someone drank 2 fluid ounces, maybe that's good. Nobody drank that much. So obviously it's an extremely awkward thing if you're a guest in someone's home and you said you'd be Yotze with their Kiddush, you'd fulfill your obligation with their Kiddush. It's very awkward to turn to them afterwards after you've heard them and seen them say, you know what, I'll make my own kiddush. That's very awkward. So it's a good thing to know that in such circumstances, if you would assess that all of those who drank at kiddush added up to at least the majority of Revius, certainly after the fact, that would be good enough too. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us.